Over the last 10 years or so, my family, really my parents, have had the opportunity to host many guests from Europe. My older sister Kimberly lived in Austria for 3 years, in Italy for 2 years, and in Slovakia for 5 years. My younger sister Katie spent time in Armenia with the Missionaries of Charity, and then I had the opportunity to study in Rome for 4 years. And over the course of those years, you make many friends, and they all want to come to America. And almost all of them who came, it was their first trip to the United States, and it's interesting to see their remarks when they come here. But there are two that every single person says in common. And the first one normally happens right when they get off the plane, and we're driving back from San Francisco to Sacramento, and they all go, you know, their eyes get wide. Everything is so big in this country. I don't know if you've had a chance to travel at all in Europe. Everything is so small in Europe. Like the cars, a minivan in Europe, it really is a minivan. I mean, it's so tiny. And the second comment they all make, and this doesn't always happen right away, but over the course of their visit, they say, it is amazing how generous the people in your country are. Across the world, the United States is known for its charity, the most charitable country in the world. A few years ago, I spent New Year's in Medjugorje. It was my last year while studying over in Europe. And I took the opportunity, I had about a week off from school, and I went over there, and I remember there was a French sister, and she was giving a talk to all the American pilgrims. And she says, all of you from the United States, you are the most generous people in the world. She said, I have a question for you. I know you have the practice in your country of giving many gifts at Christmas. You spend hundreds, even thousands and thousands of dollars in order to show those you love that you love them. She said, my question is this. What did you give to our Lord Jesus Christ this Christmas? And I remember it struck me so profoundly. I thought, my goodness, it's our Lord's birthday. What did I give to Him? My brothers and sisters, what might a person give to our Lord? One of my closest buddies in the seminary, the guy named Father Joe. Father Joe Campbell, he's a priest in the Diocese of Erie, Pennsylvania. He was the wildest, most ornery guy in the whole seminary, while at the same time being the most pure and innocent. You know, one of those rare breeds. And over the course of time, I'll be able to share more stories about him. He was never serious except when he was at Mass or at prayer. But on one of the rare occasions when he was, he shared with me, and he actually got emotional in sharing it. He said that his parents, they both saved themselves for marriage. On the day of their wedding, before they shared their wedding bed, they knelt down and prayed the rosary together in order to entrust all of their marriage to our Heavenly Father through the hands of our Mother Mary. They gave their marriage to our Lord. And Joe said, I think that's why God blessed us, my parents, with so many kids. He was the youngest of 13. And he said, even more so, I think it's why God graced my parents with my vocation and the vocation of my twin brother. They were ordained together, these two twins, 5 years ago, at the same time that I was. There's another seminarian in the seminary. This guy had a smile that lit up the room. And on one occasion, he was telling me, he said, you know, my whole life I've had this charm. It touches so many people. And one day it hit me that this smile was not given to me for myself, that it ought to be something used for the glory of God. And so I gave our Lord my smile. And he said, I can't tell you how many ways he's used that to touch souls. Sometimes people return to the church just because of my smile. There's a story from the life of St. Padre Pio. One of Padre Pio's good friends was a blind man. And this man had a son. When that little boy was 11 years old, he went to visit Padre Pio. And he's looking around and there's all these miracles that Padre Pio performed. So many, many souls came to him and had their lives changed and miracles granted. And this little 11-year-old boy starts to think and put things together. He says, you know, Padre Pio, why didn't you ever give my dad back the ability to see? Padre Pio said to him, you must ask your father that. He did not want the grace. That little boy goes home to his dad. He says, Father, Father, I have something to ask you. I asked Padre Pio for the grace that you would be able to see again. And he told me that I had to ask you about it. The father began to weep and said to his son, It is true. I said no to Padre, because I heard a voice inside of me in that moment that said, I should offer up my blindness to Jesus. That man brought hundreds and hundreds of people back to the faith through the witness of his peace and faith. What can we give to our Lord? Anything. Everything. What does he ask of us? It'll be different for every single one of us. I remember probably one of the greatest gifts we could give our Lord is that which St. Margaret Mary gave to him. She would over and over say, Lord, I give you my heart. And on one occasion, our Lord appeared to her, and he actually came and he took her heart out of her chest, and he took his own and exchanged it, that she would be given the grace to love as he loves. My brothers and sisters, anything we give to God, he will never be outdone in generosity. And this French sister went on to say, and when you ask our Lord what gift you want to give him, you should also ask Jesus, what do you want to give me this Christmas? And what might our Lord, what might we ask of him? St. Teresa of Lisieux one time asked for a soul. There was a man in France who was facing the death penalty. He had 3 weeks left to live, and he was totally irrepentant. He didn't want any visitors, wanted nothing to do with God. So she prayed. She said, Heavenly Father, I will offer all my prayers and sacrifices for the next 3 weeks if you will give me a sign that this man is going to go to heaven, that he will be contrite before he dies. That man, before he went to the guillotine, as he was walking up the steps of the platform, he turned and there was a priest in the crowd, and he began to weep and he said, Father, Father, please, please come. The priest had a crucifix on his habit. That man grabbed the crucifix and kissed it 3 times. She asked God for a soul. Mother Teresa, every time she would come to Mass, when she was in the line to come forward to receive Holy Communion, she would ask Our Lady for her heart, that she would have the most receptive dwelling place when our Lord came into her soul. The three magi brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And in exchange, God gave them the gift of faith. He gave them an eternal reward for their temporal gift. He will do the same with us. While we are still in this Christmas season, let us ask our Lord what he wants us to give to him. May we not hold back in our generosity, because he will not hold back in his.